So, hey, Jay Wild here, and I'm going to try to answer JM Delphi's questionnaire. Sorry, a little sleepy. So I think this is my first questionnaire. Nickel Silver's probably going to kick my ass for not doing one of hers. I promise I'll do more. So, let's see. For noobs especially, what would you like to be called? Most people just call me Jay. Most impressive go-to party trick. I can pretty much belch on command. It's often what I show people when they say everything that comes out of my mouth is beautiful. It's not. And no, I won't do it here. What is the first musical artist you remember hearing? I don't think I can do that because that's really going to date me. So, I'm going to say my favorite musical artists as a child. As an early child, it was Kid Stuff, Joe Wise. My mom used to put on, I can't remember the name. Anyway, I listened to a lot of folk music as a kid. And then went to, young adult, I was like Violent Femmes and the Dead Milkmen and Depeche Mode, and I'm still dating myself, and yeah. So, let's pass the music. What did you want to be when you grew up? Oh, I went through a lot of different phases for that. I wanted to be Wonder Woman for a while. I thought I'd be Popeye, but then I found out he had to eat spinach, and I said, fuck that shit. I wanted to be a nurse until I realized you had to like people. And I'm really not good at liking people. So, screw being a nurse. So I don't know, I'm not sure I've even decided what I want to be when I grow up yet. So I'm still thinking about that one. Do I have a celebrity doppelganger? No. But I do have a real life doppelganger. People keep telling me I look like so and so in their family. It's kind of weird. Kind of creeps me out. Favorite smell? Oh, there's so many. Other than, you know, like the after sex smell, which is pretty intoxicating, I'd have to say lasagna or pumpkin anything, like pumpkin pie, pumpkin bread, just baked pumpkin anything. How did I find GWA? I actually was asked by a internet friend to do a JOI for him. And I found a script. It's actually my first JOI post. And I did that for him, and he was floored by my voice. So passed it to another couple friends, and the last one I passed it to was like, oh, you should totally post this up on GWA. I'm like, what is GWA? So then I found GWA and went through, holy crap, post tags, hell. Learning to tag is definitely a learning curve. I had some nice people help me out on how to post, and 70 plus audios later, I'm still here. It's a lot of fun. What's my favorite kind of audio? To listen to or perform? It just says favorite kind of audio. I like performing stuff that is outside my, not necessarily comfort zone, but like I've gone completely mental in a few audios, or I liked the one where I started out, it's like, I think the Goddess Switch, where you start out as an uppity bitch JOI type thing, and it turns into more of a needy sub JOI, so you get to whole flip switch, because I am a switch in real life. So, you know, you flip from being dominant to sub in one audio. Audios that kind of test me, that make me reach for new heights. I love performing, and I hope it shows. I try to put 110% behind everything that I do. And I don't do anything that I can't at least a little bit relate to. Like, I did a castration audio. And I don't want to cut your balls off, I promise. But I was able to relate to the character. She's like a serial castrator. So I kind of went into the whole serial killer thing, which leads back to the book I narrated. But so I was able to kind of play that one and do it justice, I think. But yeah, I try to reach for stuff that is different, or that, you know, stretches my acting abilities. So, kind of favorite audio to listen to. I love Ramble Faps, but I would have to say, sorry, I would have to say a good M sub audio with, with Whimpering and Begging. Oh, really, really does it for me. I don't know what it is about, a guy begging for you, but it's a huge turn on. And a lot of guys are like, oh, that's not manly, that's, you know, bad. And I'm like, no, that's a man showing you he knows what he wants and he's willing to get it at any cost. And that is an amazing sound. I mean, it's got to be the same for guys when girls beg. And I don't think I'm any less feminine for begging for a guy. So I don't know why a guy would think he would be less masculine begging for me. But I'll tell you what, it'll get you in your back pants faster than anything else. Okay. What has GWA taught, or has GWA taught you anything about yourself? For example, have you discovered an unexpected kink? No. I knew about my kinks before coming here. It's taught me that I have a good voice, which I didn't know before coming here. Apparently, I have a very addictive voice, I'm told. I don't understand it, but I'll take it. It's taught me more about people than anything about myself. I knew I had some acting ability, and I knew that I was good with, like, sexting or that type of thing, but being able to perform has been a good freeing release for me. So it's taught me that people overall here are pretty accepting, so that's kind of nice. What sorts of qualities draw you to your favorite performers? Accents are a huge one for me. Just certain voices speak to me in ways I don't understand. But I do have a very strong pull towards guys with accents, or girls for that matter. But yeah, I've even started liking German accent, much to my dismay. But he does a good job with his voice and the accent that, it's pretty good. But yeah, there's also plenty of non-accented voices that have caught my ear and my attention. A lot of times it's the content or the intent behind it, or getting to know the person draws me into that certain performer. But most times a voice will just pick my ear. I've been places and I've heard somebody talk and I've just stopped and listened and gone over and like made conversation just to hear them talk more. I'm very much an auditory person, so would I ever consider meeting someone from GWA? Oh, hell yes. I think that that would be fun. I listened to Toddster's answer to that, and I thought a whole party in the bar sounds like an orgy waiting to happen, but it sounds like a lot of fun. So I'd totally be down for that, and I'd be in the corner. If someone were to write a script just for you, what would it look like? I have actually had several people write scripts just for me, and they've all looked very different. I don't think there's just one thing that I do that I do the best. So I think any scripts that are written with me in mind, I try to put my all in, and most 9 times out of 10, I've gotten good feedback from it. So I have no problems with people writing scripts with me in mind. I think you like listening to my voice, and I want the words in your ears that you want to hear. So I will do almost anything, pretty much. So send me your scripts. Other G than GWA, what is your favorite not safe for work subreddit? I might plead the fifth on this one. Because it's really going to give away a lot about my kinks. So I'm going to keep that a nice little secret and say that there are some pretty neat not safe for work subreddits out there. And I've been to a lot of them. So happy Sunday, folks. And I hope this. Oh, there's a bonus moan for us. I forgot about the moaning part. Okay. Oh, that's just a stretch. That's not a moan. Good Sunday.